lead act will be Jason Kantz. No, that's not correct. But
yeah, I don't know that I would do great. We want people to keep coming to One Fest.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a comedy act?
Now, a lot of kids want to be sports stars. Did you want to be more of a sports star or a rock star?
So here. I don't think we've talked about this. When I was really young, my goal was to become a Harlem Globetrotter.
Ah, that's
which
funny.
It is very funny because I don't know that I was that good at basketball, and I don't know that they've ever had a white player. So I don't think that I would have made the team.
You would have stood out.
I would have. Yeah. Yeah. I could have been maybe on the other team that always played against them, like the Washington Nationals.
The Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals. Yeah. That's what it was, yeah. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to be.
Huh.
Yeah.
I am shifting from that wonderful, lighthearted, fun subject to start the day. I woke up this morning to hearing talk of this Baltimore bridge collapse, and I'm just now, as you were talking, seeing the video for the first time. Have you seen this yet?
This is the first I'm hearing of it right now.
There's people in the water who need to get out. The Baltimore mayor is saying that. I think there were 7 cars on the bridge. It happened overnight. And a ship came and hit the support. And so this is a nightmarish tragedy in Baltimore this morning.
Absolutely.
Waking it up to this breaking news. So.
Huh. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So it is. Yeah, part of, you know, I had even subjects in mind to talk about today. But I'm like, we live in a fallen world. We live in, as the bridge collapse, people are going to see this if you put on any kind of news channel. I mean, the world is not the way we want it to be, right?
And things are not as they are supposed to be, that is for sure. It seems like, you know, and I sometimes wonder with our constant access to worldwide news, how much tragedy we get exposed to.
Sure.
And I think it's good for us to know those things, and it's also really difficult.
Yeah.
And, hearts go out, prayers go out to everyone affected by that.
Yeah.
And, man, it just seems like it's always one more thing.
It is. You're right. No, that's true. And yet, you know, part of it is just like, that's where even if you read the Genesis account, right, I mean, in terms of there's goodness, and it was good, pronounced good. And then kind of it takes a hard left turn.
Right, yeah. You know, I think that we see that affecting everything from relationships to the world around us. And the song from Stephen Curtis Chapman, Not Home Yet, kind of comes to mind as I think about that. And, you know, that, we live in this world that is broken.
You have just declared the song that will follow you this morning.
Sweet. So there we go. I love that when that happens.
Yes, it happens. It can happen every day. So. All right. You're playing disc jockey. All right. Also, you got your book, Notes from the Upper Room. Isn't it kind of amazing to you that we are edging ever closer to completing 129 devotionals?
That's surprising. Yeah. I mean, we keep trucking along, and it's good. I like the stuff that we're covering.
Here's the thing. We're reading it now through the end of the week, but then we're going back to notes from the... going back to your other book. What is it, actually?
Letters to the Beloved.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. We've been away so long.
Yeah.
But,
it's been a while.
We will not be completely done with the devotional, but we will have gone very close. All right. It's John 16, 29 and 30. His disciples said, now you are speaking plainly and not using figures of speech. Now we know that... You know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe you came from God. What do you got to say about that?
I said even the brightest of Jesus' disciples was confused by him sometimes. He was fundamentally different from everything that they had come to understand regarding religion and even life. Even though Jesus gave the disciples direct access to him so that they would understand the kingdom of God, they often didn't get it. After Jesus told them he was going to the Father, they suddenly thought they had him figured out. Jesus confirmed their belief that he came from God, yet new confusions would arise. All of us come to moments of seeming clarity when we think about God, believing we have captured his fundamental essence. But there's so much we miss. Our limited understanding and our pride are no match for God's infinity.
So knowing you, as I've had the privilege of doing, and bringing you to the listeners, I think that last paragraph, I'm going to venture to say, you believe now even more than when you wrote it.
For sure. You know, I think that God, in my experience, just gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that my understanding can't match what God's infinite nature is like.
Mm-hmm. What's our closing prayer?
It says, Jesus, so often I believe that I have figured you out, but my intellect is no match for your infinite incomprehensibility. Teach me to humbly rest in your self-revelation while taking comfort in the fact that I do not need to have all of the answers. Amen.
Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
You
Lord willing.
Hello, this is Lauren Davidson. I'd like to pledge $25 last pledge for Randy Vandeleau this morning on Open Hoop. And if he makes all five, I'll throw in an extra 100 kicker. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, appreciate that, Lauren. I know Lauren, and he's a great brother in the Lord, too. So it's been a while. WWIB. All right. We got our buddy Randy Vandeleau. Randy is in-house, the hospital chaplain from Stanley. And I know you saw our own station manager, Terry Stewart, over there not that long ago, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Good morning. How's the rainy drive in?
It was challenging. I mean, not like yesterday, but raining really well. It's good for our farm fields and everything. I'm happy for the farmers and happy for the firemen that don't have to worry about grass fires right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Dousing that, because we've got a story coming up in the news after 7 in our regional news talking about $1 million snowfall and now the rain on top. So they really need that, right? The ground, for sure. So, well, I know you've been a hospital chaplain in Stanley for how long?
In Stanley for the last about 10 years.
Okay. Before that, though?
Before that, in Marshfield.
Okay.
And I did a residency at Luther Hospital.
Okay.
That was in 2008, 2009. And so did a year of training. And then from there, went to the Marshfield Medical Center, what was the old St. Joe's Hospital. And I took over for an old-timer there. He had ministered for 42 years. He was the evangelical hospital chaplain minister, Pastor Paul Nelson.
Mm.
He was an icon there. And the Catholic nuns asked him, you know, would you see your people? And then they'd give him a list of names, and he'd go visit. And so at 87, he came to me and said, Randy, I need somebody to take over. And I had just done my residency at Mayo, and I was really kind of pushing away that idea. But God had a different plan and put me in that position over there as a itinerant visiting chaplain.
Mm.
So then after a year of doing that, the hospital called me in one day, the spiritual services director, and said, hey, Randy, would you consider working for us too?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's how that happened. And so I work full-time for the Lord and part-time for the hospitals, two hospitals.
Wow.
Marshfield Hospital and then the Stanley Hospital. They were sister hospitals at one time,
mm-hmm.
St. Joe's and Our Lady of Victory. And so they kind of collared me to do the Stanley Hospital as long as I live there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really good thing,
well,
I think,
sure
for the community.
I'm sure you're great at it. I mean, just your caring and your kindness and gentleness, and so I'm sure you're outstanding at it. So now, I know we're both Packer fans, but, I mean, so you minister even to Viking fans, right?
Oh, yeah, I will, reluctantly, but I do. In fact, my good friend Lauren,
I know it, yes.
is fully purple.
Right. Yes, yes. And Aaron Jones is on their team now.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Ouch, that one hurts.
Oh.
All right. Well, you haven't had any practice yet. Let me give you a minute and a half. And it's Chippewa Candy Shop Day. So they're getting behind. Somebody's going to go away with a $20 gift card to Chippewa Candy Shop.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's terrific. So it's been a fundraiser throughout the month here at WWIB. We'll get Randy some practice shots and have at it here coming up. Waking up in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, coming up on 8 before 7 and 36 degrees. And I'll tell you what, my friend Randy Vandeleau's so kind and such a fun fella. It's going to be hard to let him go here this morning. We're going to try to keep him. But anyhow, all right, here's who's behind him today. We've got Jeannie says if he makes the fourth shot, it's $10 she'll give from Fall Creek. Julie, $5 per make, $2 per miss in Eau Claire. Thank you, Julie. Doing that the rest of the week here, early mornings. Lauren also getting behind, saying, hey, Randy, $25 flat pledge to WIB Incorporated, but an extra $100 if you make all five. Now, Randy did just sink his first four practice shots, but then he got the taste of a couple misses. And then John stepping up with a $25 flat pledge, which he says he'll triple If Randy makes all five, they're all eligible for a shot at that $10 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card. You can still get in at 396-1670, 396-1670. Are you ready, Randy? He's ready to go. Here we go. Ready, Randy. The first one is up and no good. He did make the first four practice shots. Let me tell you that. The second one is no good. It's getting a taste of the early morning medicine here. All right, number three on the way. Off the back rim. We got two more to go. Two more to go. Come on, Randy. Oh, off the back iron. I think maybe I should leave the room. I think I'm the bad fortune for him. The last one, no good. Ouch. Now, here's the thing. You're going to sit down and talk to us. You calmly, you went up there and you hit your first four practice shots, didn't you?
Yeah.
You banked one, you swished one, three and four, and I thought, wow, you're a pro Little Tykes basketball player.
Oh, God has a way of humbling us, doesn't he?
He does. I get humbled all month.
Oh, buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good thing your friends came through with $25 flat pledges.
Yes.
And also, thanks to Julie with that $5 mag. It's time for the seventh second round matchup, and it's another good one, Caleb.
Absolutely. So for this matchup, we have We the Kingdom and their song Dancing on the Waves against For King and Country and their song Relate.
Mm-hmm. Couple ways to vote on the talk and text line at 396-1670 and the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And it pits Carol and Eau Claire with We the Kingdom up against Destiny and Jim Falls for King and Country, both vying for those highly coveted We Are Messengers tickets. Now less than 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from last night at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And Carol, first of all, tells us why she chose Dancing on the Waves as her second song from We the Kingdom.
It has a beautiful, tranquil sound with a powerful chorus that I love to belt out and sing along with my radio. But more importantly, when I hear it, I picture Jesus calmly walking on the water, as recorded in Matthew 14. I see the image of Peter sinking in the water when he takes his eyes off of Jesus, seeing the danger around him. I put myself in Peter's place, thinking of how I let life's problems shake my faith and swallow my trust and hope. But then Jesus reaches out and provides rescue as only he can. I love this musical reminder that Jesus has ultimate authority and control. We need only to fully trust and to keep our eyes on him.
Dancing in the Waves, song one, We the Kingdom, nominated by Carol in Eau Claire. And next up, For King and Country, and from Jim Falls, we find out our young nominator here, what she's got to say.
Hey, this is Destiny from Jim Falls, and I wanted to let you know I chose For King and Country song, Relate. I chose Relate because it is an amazing reminder that we are not the only ones who go through trials, nor are we the only ones to make mistakes. We are not alone in this hurt, nor in the pain. We all have our ups and downs, that we are more alike than we are different, that we need to look past all the flaws and errors. Relate is an anthem for the battered and the lonely. I feel like we all need to hear this message now and again. Can you relate?
Does life hit you so hard that you've been knocked down? Have you gone too far to find the middle ground? Did they raise you so high just to pull you back down? Have you been so lost you could never be found? Cause I've been real, I've been fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been right, I've been so. I don't know what it's like to be you.
And we have a winner. We have an artist and their nominator advancing in our CCM Song Tournament. Who is it?
So it's For King and Country, Relate against We the Kingdom, Dancing on the Waves. And again, great second round matchup here. Who moves on to the next round? It is For King and Country. Well done.
Congratulations to Destiny and Jim Falls nominating that group. They move on to the third round. All right. Well, as we've been telling you here a couple of times earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, Rhett Walker going to be our guest this morning, and he's on the line with us now on the Wib Wake Up Show. Mark and Caleb here, the Wib Wake Up Show. Good morning, Rhett.
What's up? How are y'all?
Good. Good to talk to you.
We're hopefully awake after Alva's been doing the show since the wee hours of the morning. Hey, we want to get things rolling here before we talk to you about, again, in this Holy Week, your incredible song, Man on the Middle Cross. We like to do something fun as we get warmed up here, and so we call this Rapid Fire, Rhett. And so we ask you as many get-to-know-you questions in 60 seconds as we can. All of these can be answered in a few words or less. Are you ready for something like that? Are you awake?
I'm drinking my Celsius now, so I'm awake.
All right.
Very good.
We'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
Rapid fire with Rhett Walker. All right, Rhett, 20 degrees below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the United States?
Oh, gosh. Texas.
If you could have any other career, what do you think you'd be doing?
Police officer.
What's your favorite sports team?
The Georgia Bulldogs.
What was your best subject in school?
History.
Favorite breakfast food?
Chicken biscuit from Bojangles.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Sit outside.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Oh, gosh. Salt vinegar.
And finally, because Havel really wants us to ask this question every time, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Come on, Rhett.
No, it does not.
Oh, Rhett. No, it pains me.
There you go. Rhett Walker, Rapid Fire. Thanks so much.
So, Rhett.
Hey.
What did you think of that, Rhett? What did you think of that?
Man, the last one threw me, and my daughter should be sad that I said pineapple does not go on pizza because she loves pineapple on pizza. She got me to try it. I will say it wasn't the worst thing I've ever tasted, but I don't think I would choose it again.
Okay. There you go.
Now, you have a unique distinctive in terms of more of the country flavor portion of CCM. Talk about how you've intersected in the CCM world, and now we're really looking forward to seeing you at OneFest coming up this August.
Yeah, I'm excited about coming up there and hanging with y'all. I think I've never tried to do something that's not authentically just me. I've never been a fan of just throwing Jesus into a song and hope that radio will play it or somebody would see it on YouTube. You know, I lived a wild life growing up. I was a pastor's kid, so I grew up in the church. But didn't come to know Jesus till I was 17. And so, I've just kind of authentically always been me. And I grew up on 90s country, DC talk, and for him. And so I think that's kind of all meshed into the music that I make now.
Rhett Walker joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel and WWIB, where we are family. Rhett, we want to talk to you about Man on the Middle Cross shortly, but can you explain maybe a little bit about what goes into the process of writing a song? Because I think some people think that it, you know, can just come together instantly, but I don't know that that's always the case.
Yeah, every now and then you'll have a song that just kind of, you know, falls into place. But a lot of times for me, I'm kind of always looking for something either in my devotion, maybe my pastor says, my wife says, my friends don't ever say anything cool, so I don't look to them. stuff around me, because I like to write songs about life lived and lessons learned and hopes that it helps somebody along the way. And so most of the time a lyrical idea will come to me first, some type of hook or something, and then I'll get with my producer or another writer and be like, hey, I've kind of got this idea. Here's the hook. This is what I think kind of gets the setup to it. Or I'll have a melody stuck in my head for days. And it's just, I'm kind of humming along to something and, getting ready in the morning or driving somewhere and just kind of going through that. And so then I'll bring a melody, to a write. But then you have the ones like Man on the Middle Cross that, honestly, we wrote in like 10 minutes, that just kind of happened. So it's, you never know. You just got to kind of go into the room with open hands going, all right, well, I'm going to try my best, and hopefully we get a song that I like, and then I'll show it to people if I like it, or I'll either go home and just, I've had a great day with some buds, and we went and had tacos for lunch.
There you go.
What's the reaction you've gotten to Man on the Middle Cross?
This song's wild. I mean, it's we're chasing a bullet here. I've had great songs over my career, and I'm thankful that the Lord has given me these songs to steward, because He could have given the idea to, you know, any other artist out there. But Man on the Middle Cross, I was on my way to Nashville to write with Matthew West, and this is one of the times I had no ideas. And I was like, Lord, give me something, because I really don't want to drive to Nashville, leave my wife and kids, you know, on a day off to come back home with nothing, you know, with no song. And I was scrolling. I wish I could say it was super spiritual, like I was reading Utmost for His Highest, the Proverbs, and God gave it to me, but I got it from TikTok. I was scrolling that night, and I came across a sermon from Alistair Begg, and he was talking about the man on the middle cross, and he said, you know, how does this fit into your theology? He said, imagine the man on the right ends up in heaven, and the angels are looking at him, and they're like, how did you get here? Like, you didn't live a life that gives you eternity with the King of Kings. Like, you literally walked the ground the same time Jesus did. You didn't follow his teachings. You didn't go listen to him preach. You didn't, read anything. You didn't go to service at church. You were literally cussing the people out on the way to the cross and making fun of the people there. And he said, can you imagine if the man on the right looked at him and said, look, I don't know where I am. All I know is the man on the middle cross said I could come. Huh. And my jaw dropped in that hotel room, because I was like, man, sometimes we complicate it so much. Should we live a life honoring the Jesus as a husband, as a dad, as a mom, as a friend? Yes. Well, should we be in our word? Yes. Should we go to church? Yes. But it's nothing we can do to earn it, and we surely don't deserve it. And that man at the last minute, you know, acknowledged Jesus to be Jesus, you know, the I Am, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he ended up in heaven spending eternity with him. And when I saw that clip, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta figure out how to put this in the song. And I got to Matthew's house the next morning, and he was like, man, have you seen the clip from Alistair Begg? And I was like, no. If we don't write this song, we might be in trouble.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The Holy Spirit is putting this one on us. And so we wrote this song, and now we're playing it out, and it's, people like audibly make noise after the first chorus, and it's nothing I'm doing. You know, I don't sing good enough to get that. It's not an emotional pull. I think it's the simplicity of the gospel being sung and people sing along that it's just like, man, thank God for the man on the middle cross, because I know I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him.
Huh.
Amen. We're looking forward to hearing that one at One Fest. Rhett Walker joining us here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We got to hear this song, don't we, Hal?
Yeah, we do. Rhett, thank you so much for being our guest. We can't wait till you take the stage. 5 o'clock Saturday, August 3rd, here on a beautiful Wisconsin Saturday. And we'll eagerly look forward to seeing you and hearing you then. Okay, friend?
I can't wait to come up there and get some cheese.
There you go. Thanks, we'll have
Rhett.
Some for you.
We appreciate it. All right, so we got our second and final second round matchup here, and in fact, first off, you're going to hear from a family introducing their song. It's the Filas from Osseo.
Hey, we're the Filas, and we chose Phil Wickham's I Believe song because we love listening to the music. I Believe is a great declaration of belief in the Almighty God. The lyrics give great praise to God, and his music puts your heart in a spirit of worship. Bye.
Yeah.
This is song one, matched against Hallelujah Anyway from Wren Collective. Song two, we've heard from the Filas in Osseo regarding Phil Wickham, but what about Wren Collective and the song there, Ryan in Fall Creek?
The reason I did it is I was at the concert last year when they were in the Pablo Center, and I had just come through a spot in life where it was rough. So, you know, I was a little bit brokenhearted dealing with that, and honestly a little bit bitter towards a couple of different things, and through it all I kind of had continued to praise God, because what else am I going to do? And the way the song starts, it just almost became my anthem for a while, that it just hit you know, it said exactly what I wanted it to. The way it starts, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart, because I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though bitterness is real and hard, because I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. And that was where I was at that moment, that I wanted to be able to, you know, take that chance on hope and just keep going, because God's got this, is the way I looked at it. So in that moment, it kind of felt like it was me and God sitting and listening to Redden Collective for a while with a couple thousand people around me that just kind of vanished. So that's why I nominated Hallelujah anyway.
Well, the Swenson family has descended upon the studio.
Yes, and so my kids are warming up. Well, Cooper and Lily are warming up. So Lily's 13, Cooper's 9, and they're getting warmed up on the little Tykes hoop. We're realizing they probably haven't shot on a little hoop like this for quite a while, too. So they're getting ready to go again. We've got a $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card to give to one of our pledgers this morning. And thank you so much to everybody who's jumped in so far. They're shooting 10 shots combined, 5 for Lily, 5 for Cooper. So if you want to do a flat amount, or if you want to pledge per shot made or missed, you certainly can do that. But 10 shots total between Lily and Cooper. And yeah, baby Teddy, 1-year-old, is kind of watching this morning, and I think at some point he might want to do this as well. And Nora was looking forward to visiting Dad at work, weren't you, honey? Yes.
Very good. Well, again, people can still get in. We'll take our final break, and the shooting with Dad doing the play-by-play coming up. But, hey, a $20 gift card for Chippewa Candy Shop. And to tell you what, Caleb, it's never too late, because yesterday I think Heather and Kadat was the last pledger for Dawson of the day, and she won the $250 grand prize drawing that we had yesterday for Down to Earth.
Well, yeah, it kind of relates back to our conversation with Rhett Walker, right? So the man on the middle cross said, "I could come," type of a thing, too, that thief on the cross. And I was thinking about the quote that said, "One thief was saved that none might despair, but only one that none might presume." But that 11th hour, again, poorly transitioning, but we do take 11th hour pledges as well here on the WIB Wake Up Show. So if you want to pledge right now, you certainly can at 715-396-1670. 396-1670 as the ball just came flying.
It's like we're in an actual gymnasium here. All right, the warm-ups continue, but we do have a winner in our final second round matchup.
Yes, great participation, lots of voting, and again, one. It was Phil Wickham against Ren Collective. Phil Wickham's song, I Believe, against Hallelujah Anyway by Ren Collective. So sometimes we have disparity, Halvo, where the text line goes one way and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group goes the other. So again, by enough votes, which one can actually sway the entire voting? And this time it was those who jumped in on the text line who helped determine the winner.
Yeah, it was an 11-vote advantage there for the winner, which is Phil Wickham. So congratulations to the Filas and Osseo. Phil Wickham moves on. But even Ryan in Fall Creek, this was his vote. He said, 4 votes for Ren Collective. Tough choice here. And I nominated Ren, he said. So,
yeah, 2 great artists, great songs. So congratulations to the Filas and to Phil Wickham moving on to the third round where the matchups get even better. All right, the kids getting warmed up here. And the shots are actually going in more than they're not right now. So that's good. But hopefully I'm not jinxing them. Thank you so much to all of our pledgers. And Auntie Rachel with a pledge that just came in. So here's what we have for pledges. And again, we're giving away a $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift card to one of our pledgers. So you're still welcome, friends, to jump in. My kids, Lily and Cooper, are going to each take 5 shots this morning for Hope and Hoops benefiting WIB Incorporated. So that number to text, if you're fast, 715-396-1670. So we have Alan from Elk Mound with a pledge, Tammy from Cameron, Ron from Hawkins, Halvo from right across from me in the studio, Julie, Grandma Julie from Rice Lake, Grandma Sarah from Cameron, Grandma Vicky from Dallas, Wisconsin. The grandma's showing up today. Also, thank you so much. Marcy from Bloomer says those 10 shots, $10 per made basket. And also Auntie Rachel from Rice Lake, also going with $10 per made shot. So thank you. Have a lot of pledging coming in. Love it.
Yeah, fantastic. And so thanks to each and every one for all of that. And somebody's going to go away with that $20 Chippewa Candy Shop gift certificate. All right. It's 10
Oh, Uncle Elijah's just jumping in as well, too. So
fantastic. All right. Listen, I'm going to start up a new. We've got the 2-minute Hope and Hoop sound bed. We're going to start up another one.
And let me get my 6-year-old over here. Nora, how many shots is Cooper going to make out of 5? How many shots is he going to make? How many do you think? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? She's not sure. All right. We'll just let him go. All right. Who's going first, guys? Cooper or Lily? Cooper's going first. All right.
Dad's got the play-by-play. Caleb, take it away.
All right, Cooper, going with the red ball first. He's got the Adidas T-shirt on. First one on the way, off to the right. All right, get it dialed in there, bud. Second shot on the way, off the backboard. A little bit too strong. All right, you got this, Coop. Third shot on the way, off the backboard and in. There we go. All right, now he's got the orange ball. Found the range. Second one off the backboard and in. Hit the back rim and in. All right, going for three for five. The last one on the way off the backboard and in. Three for five and a clap of the hands. Cooper, again, love that, buddy. The first two didn't go your way. I know you were a little down about that, and then you just locked it in and made three in a row. Way to go. All right, Coop, high five for daddy.
All right.
Lily, you can give me a high five in advance because I know you're going to do awesome. All right, Lily, my 13-year-old, the lone teenager in our household, now we'll be taking her five shots after Cooper goes three for five. Little brother's going to get the balls back. All right. Okay, Lily. And the kids are standing as far back as you can. All right, first one a little bit strong. All right. Second shot for Lily coming up. Going to go with the same ball off the backboard and in. There you go. Perfect, honey. Nice job. All right, one for two. Lily's third shot on the way rattles it in. There you go, babe. All right. Two for three. Nice job. All right. Fourth shot on the way. That one off the back rim. A little bit too strong. All right, now fifth shot here for Lily on the way. Rattles out. Rattles out. That was halfway down. Got robbed there. Is that about what you expected? All right. So 5 out of 10 combined, 50% shooting percentage for brother and sister. And you guys want to say anything on the air?
I'm going to grab a mic.
So go ahead and step up to those two mics over there, guys. All right. Lily's got Cooper beat a little bit by height. Thank you, guys. Do you want to say anything to all the folks who pledged for you?
Thank you for pledging for us.
Cooper, you want to say anything?
Thanks.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right. And what are you guys up to now? Is mom going to take you to Whirly Bird or something like that?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. That's one of their favorite places to go in Chippewa. And again, lots of great folks pledging for you. And they have a chance to win a Chippewa Candy Shop gift card. That's one of our favorite places to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Breathing hard a little bit. It's hard work shooting for Hope and Hoops. Thank you, guys. Thank you, my wonderful wife, Lindsay, for bringing the children in. And yeah, we've got Nora over here and Teddy, who's just kind of watching in awe of everything that goes on. The chaos in the studio, sort of like the chaos sometimes at home.
So, exactly. Thank you so much for coming in, Swenson family and Swenson kids. And we appreciate it so much.